Okay, but real talk for a second. How many times have you opened your inbox to like yet another one of those generic sales emails? You know what I'm talking about, right? The ones with the subject line, like screaming opportunity or whatever. But then when you open it, it's the same old tired pitch that everyone else is sending.
Oh, totally. It's like our inboxes have become this black hole of like impersonal sales pitches.
It
That's
really is. It's gotten to the point where I think I'm on autopilot, just hitting delete or unsubscribe before I even realize what I'm doing.
it's self-preservation at this point. I don't even blame you.
Right. But it makes you wonder if everyone's so jaded by text-based outreach, you know, just like emails and stuff, how can sales teams actually get through that noise? Like, how can they connect with potential customers in a way that feels genuine? And that brings us to today's deep dive, video outreach.
And we're not just talking about the what of video messaging everyone's heard that's supposed to be effective. We're diving into the how today, because honestly, just hitting record and hoping for the best, that's not going to cut it.
Exactly. We came across this article by Event Anywhere. They've got this cool sales outreach and scheduling software.
Yeah, the software itself is interesting, but what really caught our eye was how they approach the whole video outreach thing, like their whole philosophy on it.
It's not just theory either. They kind of weave these case studies right into the article, even mention an example video from one of their clients that's had a lot of success with it. But we'll get to that a bit later.
Absolutely. First, we got to address the elephant in the room, or should I say, the flood in our inbox. The article starts by stating the obvious. Everyone's getting slammed with outreach these days. It's completely overwhelming.
Which is where they say video comes in. But okay, why? Is video really that much better than a well-written email?
Well, it's not just about being different, you know, it's deeper than that. It's about tacking into that human connection. Think about it. When you're watching a video, you're not just reading words on a screen. You're seeing someone's facial expressions, hearing their tone of voice.
Yeah, you're picking up on all those little cues that just scream, real person.
Exactly. And that makes a huge difference. Especially in sales, that human connection can make or break a deal because it builds trust, or at least starts to.
Oh, for sure. I know I'm way more likely to pay attention to someone if I feel like I'm actually connecting with them on a personal level.
Right. And the article actually mentioned the study that found using video in outreach can boost response rates by up to 15%.
15%. Okay, now you've got my attention. That's huge.
Yeah. In the sales world, even a small increase like that can be a game changer.
Wow, 15%. All right, I'm sold. But I have to imagine it's not as easy as just like hitting record on my phone and blasting it out to my entire contact list, right?
You'd think so, but no, it's a little more nuanced than that. The article's really clear about that just making a video, that's not some magic solution, you know? You really have to put thought into it, especially when it comes to sales.
Okay, so how do we do that then? What does Event Anywhere recommend? Like, how do we make sure these videos are actually landing with people?
Well, they're big on being concise, first of all, like really respecting your viewers' time. Would you sit through a 10-minute video from some company you've never even heard of?
Honestly, probably not. My attention span's not that long.
Exactly. You've got what, like a few seconds to grab someone's attention online these days? So, cut to the chase, that's what they're saying. They also really emphasize having a strong call to action.
So be super clear about what you want people to do after they watch.
Yeah, like book a meeting, download something, whatever it is, don't leave them hanging.
It's kind of like that old writing advice. Tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them, right?
Exactly. Keep it simple, keep it clear. But here's where it gets really interesting. They don't just talk about the video itself, you know. They go on about how they actually weave video into the whole outreach and scheduling process, which is where the tech comes in.
Yeah, their platform. So they actually built software that combines video messages with scheduling tools. That's pretty smart.
Super smart. They even have this thing, self-service booking.
Self-service booking?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds a little, I don't know, corporate-y. Break that down for me.
Okay, so picture this. You're trying to schedule a meeting the old-fashioned way. Endless emails back and forth, trying to find a time that works for everyone, right? Maybe even some phone tag.
The worst.
Right, total productivity killer. But with their platform, with the self-service booking thing, that all goes away. So let's say someone watches your video, they're interested, boom, right there. Under the video, there's a calendar, shows your real-time availability.
So instead of me having to like email you and be like, hey, are you free on this day? I can just pick a time that works for me right now.
Exactly, you got it. It's so much more efficient, No more waiting for you to check your calendar, get back to them, none of that. And that's huge for keeping the momentum going.
I can see how that would be a game changer, especially for sales teams that are dealing with, like, tons of leads.
Absolutely. But it goes even further than that. The article talks about how you can use video for more than just that initial sales pitch, that first point of contact.
So you're saying it's not a one-and-done kind of thing. You use video to actually build a relationship, basically.
Right. It's about maintaining that human element throughout the entire customer journey.
Which makes a ton of sense. Okay, so what are some other ways you can actually use these videos? I mean, besides that initial outreach.
Oh, they had some really interesting suggestions in the article, like using videos for how-to guides, you know, onboarding new clients. They even mentioned using them for customer support.
Oh, that's interesting. Sending a quick video message instead of just like a canned email response.
Exactly. I think that would be so much more effective.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It just feels more, I don't know, personal. Like, you actually care, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, we took the time to make this video for you, you know, instead of just like, you know, sending you a generic email.
Totally. It shows you're actually invested in helping them, not just trying to make a quick sale.
Right. It's about building those relationships, showing your human side.
Which is what we keep coming back to, right? That human connection. That's what it's all about.
Totally. Speaking of which, they actually had this example in the article. They talked about this video from Nick White.
Who's Nick White?
Oh, he's like the head of enterprise sales at this company called Webanyware, I think.
Okay.
I think it's interesting that they chose to include him specifically.
Because he's high up at the company. Like, he's actually walking the walk.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, I feel like when someone in that kind of position takes the time to make a video, you know, it just hits different.
Totally. It means they actually care about what they're talking about.
Right. And going back to what we were talking about before, about that human element, it's like, you know, when someone's busy, they don't have a lot of time. So if they're taking the time to make you this video, it feels more valuable.
Oh, for sure. It shows they're actually invested.
Right. It's like getting a handwritten letter these days. Like, you know, someone put actual effort into it.
Oh, totally. It means something. Okay, so it seems like the main takeaway here is that it's not just about using video. It's about how you use it, right?
100%. It's about strategy. It's about technology. But most importantly, it's about that human touch, you know?
Yeah, and you can't fake that.
You really can't. I think it's about remembering that even though everything's digital now, people still crave that human connection.
So true. And it really makes you think, if something as simple as a video can have such a big impact, what does that say about how we communicate online in general?
Right. Like, maybe we need to rethink how we're doing things, you know?
Yeah, maybe we need to be more human in our digital interaction.
Totally.
Well, that's some serious food for thought.